God, we come to you today in awesome reverence, in uttermost respect, fearing you, knowing that you are God, way beyond us, and yet able to identify with us and be intimate with us in relationship. We want to not only be at the beginning of wisdom, but to live in a place of wisdom. And so we live in a posture of reverence before you always. God, I pray over the community today. This is a day that we celebrate love and relationship. And although there are many plans, nothing is sustainable without you involved. And in any relationship, there is really no long-term hope without you centered in the middle of it. And so we invite you, Jesus, into the day, of course. But we take the time out to recognize your guidance, your authority, your sovereignty. And we ask that you would, Holy Spirit, guide us into the truth of how we are to live toward those that we love. Your word gives us very, very clear insights into the way that we are to behave one to another. And so often we sort of throw that out the window based on emotion or mood or whatever. We're sorry for that. We recommit ourselves to paying very close attention. You told husbands to love their wives as you love the church. And over the last couple of days, Jesus, we saw very clearly how much you love the church. We watched we read the narrative in our mind, saw the suffering that you took upon yourself and the death that you willingly died. On the other side, wives, love your husbands is equally important. And you've given us the tools necessary to live as godly men and women. And those of us in the community who are seeking a relationship or are in a relationship but are not yet married, the Bible shows us how to live. And so, God, I pray that we take the time out on this day of celebrating love and relationship to honor you. And we pray this in your name.